Shabbos.
I thought you were offended with me.
We would have to begin. It would be unjust not to begin with the famous Maimer Chazal, Perichov Zayin, Posuchov Beis. Vayoymer, Yitzchok says, HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov Bahayodayim Yedei Esav. When Klal Yisrael goes through difficult times, then we come back to this pasuk of HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov Bahayodayim Yedei Esav. And the well-known Loshen of a Medrash, saying a Medrash is actually slightly different Loshen over here. The Ikke Loshen is in the Medrash, it's in the beginning of Eicha. Kol Zman Shel Shekoyloi Shel Yaakov. As long as the voice of Yaakov metzafzeif bebeis haknesses ubebeis hamedrash ein yedei Esav shoyl tosboi. If we want the only method tried and tested, proven beyond doubt, the only tools that we have against the Yadayim yedei Esav is the koil koil Yaakov. And the obvious kasha on this chazal is, what does the pasuk say? HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov. The pasuk doesn't say HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov Ein Yadayim Yedei Esav. It says HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov Yadayim Yedei Esav. There's a no missing over there. The pasuk should have said HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov Ein Yadayim Yedei Esav. And it says HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov V'hayadayim Yedei Esav. So one pshat I can't remember where I saw it was, HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov, if the Koyl is Koyl Yaakov, then Yadayim remain Yedei Esav. They stay at home, they don't interfere with us. If HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov, then the Yadayim will be Yedei Esav, only theirs, and not interfere with us. The other pshat is the Al Sheikh HaKodesh, and the Gaon also is brought, said similar, that the first HaKoyl is written Choser. It says Hakal Koil Yaakov by Yadayim Yedei Esav. In other words, Chazal are telling us Klal Yisrael are learning, Klal Yisrael are davening, but that is not the segula which works. If it's Hakal, if our learning and davening is on a watered down level, that's not good enough to fight the Yadayim Yedei Esav. It has to be Hakoil. If it's with an impetus, if it's with a drive and with a koyach. It's well known, b'shem the Chazon Ish, that many Gedolei Yisrael were nifta at the end of the 1930s. Chazon Ish said that the World War, Hitler couldn't have done what he did as long as Reb Shimon Shkop and Reb Baruch Ben and Reb Chaim Oizer were alive. Their Talmud, not just their Talmud Torah b'koil, b'iyun, b'chozok. That was protecting us from the Yadayim Yedei Esav. And this is, of course, what we're trying to do in this tkufa that Klal Yisrael is going through a very, very challenging time. Let's try a little bit and understand our not-so-beloved Feta Esav, our Uncle Esav. Very often, children bring home the pictures of this tattooed over, well, you can't quite call him a skinhead, but tattooed, a bangle earring, and all sorts of these wild Selazda, Vilde Chaya. And when we start looking, if we do a little character study, we'll see that it's not quite so. And in fact, this could well be Atzus Hayetzer to depict this as Esav, as being this, because then he's very far away from us. It leaves us in our comfort zone. The pasuk begins right at the beginning. We introduced to them Yaakov and Esav when they're born. In Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Chof Zayin. Vayigdelu anorim, vayi Esav, was ish yedeyat sayid ish sodeh v'yakev ish tom yoshi v'holim. The pasuk is describing to us who they were. Ish Esav was ish yedeyat sayid ish sodeh, and Yaakov is the ish tom yoshi v'holim. Now, if the Torah is telling us this, we wouldn't describe a person as an accountant or an electrician. That doesn't describe the person. That's what he does it for a number of hours a day. That's not the person. When the Torah tells us that Yaakov was Ish Tom Yoishev Oyholim, this is an opening into the mensch, who he was. Yaakov was a masmid, he was a Ish Tom, his Tamimus, he was a Yoishev Oyholim, the Talmud Torah, which was building and perfecting the Midas or Emes, the Titein Emes, the Yaakov. This was the Shiroshim. This is a good description, a very enlightening. These are very enlightening adjectives to describe to us who the person of Yaakov was. What does the Torah tell us about Esav? Was Ish Yedea Tzayid, Ish Sodeh? He knew how to hunt. So Rashi, of course, told us that he tricked people as well. But in what way is this a true revelation as to the character description of who this Esav as a person really is? Doesn't this rather sound like what he did? And so don't vote from Reb Chaskel Levenstein. Mashkiach Eponovich, where Reb Chaskel explains as follows. What's the yesoid of a good hunter? What's the yesoid? What was the yesoid of hunting? So the good hunter would set up nets around the trees, camouflaged, that the animals, they're very smart, the Rebbeinu Shem put a lot of chokhmah into them, they're very smart, these animals. So a good hunter would set up the strings around, the nets around, very camouflaged, that the animal wouldn't notice. He'd dig a big deep pit, he'd cover over the entranceway to the pit, that the animal, and put something really juicy on the other side of the pit, that the animal wouldn't notice. You have to trick the animal into assuming that this is a safe place for him to be, and then you can pounce and you can get him. And this is what Esav did to perfection. What's the next stage after this? If you hone this skill a little sharper, you manage not just to trick animals, you actually manage to trick people as well. And not only do you manage to trick acquaintances, you manage to trick one's siblings and then one's parents as well, when you really hone this skill to a perfection. And this is what he did. What's the next stage of perfecting this skill? There's a fascinating Talmud Yerushalmi, even a stage before that. We have a pasuk, Perek Chav Vav, pasuk Yud Dalad. After the pasuk tells us, the pasuk tells us that Yishmael was 40 when he went to marry. Why? Says Rashi, because Esav. Because Yitzchok was 40 when he married, so he copied his father. Now, what is going on over here? What do you mean? Yitzchok sat and he learnt and he shtayed and he perfected himself till he became the perfect person. And then he got married at the age of 40 after the Maisa Akeda. You Yishmael, what do you mean? You Esav, you didn't touch anybody? What, you stayed the right side of the Mechitza? Did you really? What spiel is this? Who are you trying to fool? No, I didn't get married till I was 40. He's fooling himself. He's fooling himself. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells us in Nedarim, in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, that Le'osid Lovoi, Esav, is going to come, wrap himself in a talis, and sit down with all the tzaddikim, mu'utuf with a talis, and the Ribbono Shel Olam bechvodoyu va'atzmo is going to come and haul him out. Pick him up, scruff of his neck, you out. What? I mean, la'asid lo'ba, we mean in Olam ha'emes. What's going on up there? Imagine the guy comes in and he sits down, the caretaker comes in and he sits down on the top table, bechvod rabbonim. What on earth is Esav doing up there? This is la'asid lo'voy. The teretz is that when he starts tricking animals, and then he starts tricking his parents, and then he starts fooling himself, this becomes such an integral part of himself that in Olam HaEmes, this is the cheftza of who Esav is. He's tricking himself. Of course, in Olam HaEmes, they don't stand for such nonsense. And this, says Reb Chazkel, is what the Pasuk's teaching us. The Shoyrish of Yaakov Avinu is Ishtom Yoshev Oholim. When the Pasuk is telling us that Esav was issued day outside, the Torah is giving us a very good and deep character description. If someone is not honest with himself, they are doomed to failure. I'll tell you an honest incident, even though it's a bit embarrassing, but I'll tell you. Some time ago, I had a rented vehicle, and I parked up, it was in the summer, I parked up here in the car park for the 1:45 mincha, and I came out after mincha, and I saw a scratch on the car. Now, I'd assumed, this is a rented vehicle, I'm going to lose my deposit. I assumed somebody had parked next to me, so and they'd opened their car door carelessly, or how they'd parked, they'd scratched the car. So I called the office, they told me, not a problem, contact Reb Moshe Newman, Zayn Gesund, with his CCTV, he'll be able to help you. Okay? So I call Reb Moshe, and he says, okay, let's see if I can help you. From where he is, he has it in the palm of his hand. So he said, okay, quarter, so what time did you come in? First of all, what vehicle was it? I described him. He says, what time did you come in? So I said, well, this is 1:45 mincha. So probably about 1:40 I came into the car park. So he says, okay, let me have a look. 1:40, where did you park up? I described him exactly. Where did you park up? Okay, he has a look. 1:40, no, you're not there at 1:40. 1:41, 1:42, 1:43. No, you're not there. This is starting to get painful. 1:44, 1:45, 1:46. 1:46 and a half. There you are, driving in. Okay, I can see you. Park over there. What time did you leave? I said, well, mincha, 1:45 to 2 o'clock. Probably about 2:03, 2:04. Fast forward. No, 2:05 you've gone. 2:03 you've gone. 2:02. This is painful. 2:02, you're not there anymore. To what? Ah, there you are. I'm not going to say what time he caught me. It's embarrassing enough. Anyway, there was nobody parked next to me. The scratch had been there before I came in. Nobody parked on either side of me, and it was called Kulei Dimyon. It was a painful experience. I never shared this with Reb Moshe, but I'd fooled myself that the 15-minute mincha was a 25-minute experience, and it wasn't. And it wasn't. We can fool ourselves in small things and in big things, and if we're not careful, this becomes an integral part of our character, of ourselves, and we start believing in ourselves, and we're artificially creating comfort zones, and these balloons will be popped one day if we don't work on the Ishye Day outside, and we don't work on the Yoshev Oholim, on the Titein Emes LiYakiv, we're going to be heading for trouble. Something, a horror, that we have to think about and we have to work on. If already, we mention, let's mention the other side of the coin. Yaakov Avinu, as we know, is the mid of Emes, Titein Emes LiYakiv. And a number of Mephoroshim ask, where do we see in the, well, the Chesed L'Avram we all know about, it's all over the Torah. Where do we see the Titein Emes L'Yakiv? More than that, what do we know, what do we see about the Yaakov Avinu? Well, in Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, we see, Anoichi, Esav B'chayrecha, this is Midas Am, oh well, okay, Anoichi, Esav B'chayrecha, and even, sorry, just before that, Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, we have at the beginning, Yitzchak, Yaakov didn't want to go. Why didn't he want to go? Because he says, Yisi Bein of Kim Sateya. He didn't say to his mother, Bas Epis, Midaso Emes, what would Yisrael Selanta say? He didn't say that. He's scared of being caught out. And a bit later on, in Pasuk Yud Tes, we have the Anoichi and the Esav B'chayrecha. What? And more than that, why did the brachis have to come about in this manner? Why couldn't, if Titein Emes L'Yaakov, why couldn't the brachas have come about? I'd like to share with you the way that you say it, the way I heard it from Reb Motche Miller Zechet Tzadik Livrocha, b'shem his Rebbe, Reb Dessler Zechet Tzadik Livrocha, even though in Michtav Melio it's not mamish printed like this, but this is the way I heard it from Reb Motche Miller, very similar. And he says as follows. The Gemara says in Ksubas, we pass in like Beis Hillel, that Ketzad Meraktim Lifnei Akalo, Kalo, Noe, V'chasuda. Now it can happen that that's not quite the facts on the ground, but that's what you're supposed to say. The Gemara says, Misha Kona Mecha, Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Yud Ches Omed Aleph, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches Omed Aleph. So the Gemara, Misha Kona Mecha Chra, Yishabchenu Be'enov. Somebody is proudly showing you the new 100% gold Schaefer pen that he bought at a bargain price for $39.99. The seller didn't know what he was dealing. So you ask him, where did you get it from? And he tells you it was a stall trader in Salford Market. And you're trying to keep a straight face because this ain't seen any gold in its existence. It's got no sheikhs to gold. And this seller knew it was the one who's having the last laugh. Now you know by the time he tells you this, that stall trader's no longer in Salford Market. What are you supposed to tell him? You've been done. Zot the Gemara, Mishakona Mekachra, Yishabchenu Beinov. You should praise him. Look, you're not going to gain anything. You're only going to cause him pain. Yishabchenu Beinov. Now, what's the Gemara telling us? How do you do this? How do you say Kalanoi b'chasud if she isn't? This guy's been done. How do you tell him that he's a shrewd businessman and he's another time give him business tips about not grabbing great deals in Salford Market? But where does Midas HaEmes come in over here? Reb Dessler explained that Nosan Lonu Toiras Emes. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Toiras Emes. Toiras Emes means what the Torah tells us to say, that is definition of the word Emes. To our human eyes, if something else might look like the facts, that's irrelevant. That's not the point. The classical example is the Yid running along, being chased by the Nazi Yimach Shemo, and he gets to a junction, and he nips right. And this upright, straight German citizen is standing there at the junction, and the Nazi comes around the corner. Which way did he go? Which way did he go? Well, I always tell the truth. What are you supposed to answer in that situation? He went left. That's not a shekel, l'toy eles. That is MS. MS, said Reb Dessler, does not mean that which we see with our human eyes. Definition of the word MS means Ashenosan Lonu Teiras MS. And Mishakona Mekachra, the guy's been done. Save your business tips for another time. But right now, there's a chiv to make a yid feel good. So he's been done. Yishabchenu Beinov. You praise him. The Kalen Noe Bachasud, you find something good to say about her. The Torah is exactly in this format, telling us, when Rivka the Nevi'ah tells Yaakov, this is what you do now, and this is what you say, Ani Esav b'chayrecha, that is exactly our Rebbe in Midas HaEmes. That is exactly the Titei Nemes Liyakiv. This is exactly what the Torah is teaching us. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Liyakiv says that Avraham Avinu wasn't, well, we don't find one of the ten Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu was to get up when he was ill and old after the Bris Mil and cater for the guests. Because Avraham Avinu, with his Midas HaChesed, for him, that wasn't such a Nisoyin. The Nisoyin for Avraham Avinu was, what's really hard? When it's against what you preach and your nature. And Avraham Avinu, who was preaching Chesed, and he was preaching that the antithesis of Avodas Hashem is slaughtering kids, and he's being told to take his child and Shecht Yitzchak, that was a massive nisoyin for Avraham Avinu. And that counts because that's against his nature. Zokt Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the brachas had to come about in this format because this is as if the nisoyin of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu being the Midas or Emes is being tested. Do I say that which my eyes see, that this doesn't smell right? Or do I say that which the Heilige Nevi'ah Rivka Imenu is telling me to say? And when Rivka Imenu says, you say, Anoichi, Esav b'chayrecha, that is Midas HaEmes. And this is Emes Liyakiv. This is, of course, a very, very delicate yesod, because without having a head full of Torah and a heart full of Torah, deeply connected to Torah, this yesod can be so easily abused when people decide on their own what is the Emes, what is the truth, what is exactly. This is very, very dangerous. For us, we're on safer grounds just to stick to the facts on the ground. But as Golas Yidden, we do have to know this Yesod. The Emes is what the Torah says we should say, and what we do say, and this was the Yesod that we're learning from Yaakov Avinu. There's a Gemara, this Chiddush, this is a Gevaldige Chiddush from Rabbeinu Reb Aaron Leib. The Gemara tells us in Ksubas, Daf Ein Zayin Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was Nifter, and Eliyahu Hanavi called out in Shomayim, Panu Mokoim Lebar Levoi. There was a big hachraza, Machplatz, Panu Mokoim Lebar Levoi. Yeshua ben Levi is coming. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai met Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he asked him, are you Bar Levoi? He said, yeah. Was there ever seen a rainbow in your days? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi answered, yes. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answered, if so, you're not deserving of this choshev kol kayir. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Be'emes there had never been a keshes in his days. Sova loy achzik tivusa lenafshei. He didn't want to show off. So he answered as if there had been a keshes, but there hadn't. Frechter Baron Leib, listen to a chiddush Rabbi Yisai from a godel ador. Frechter Baron Leib in Ayeles Hashacha over there, and it's also brought in Ayeles Hashacha in Alatur in Parshas Noach. I don't understand. There's one thing, okay, in Oilem Hazeh, Mishikon Amechachra, or Kala Noach Bachasu. We're talking about Oilem HaEmes over here. Rabbi Shua ben Levi's been nifter. How can Rabbi Shua ben Levi in Oilem HaEmes say that he had seen a keshes in Oilem HaEmes when he hadn't? There had not been a keshes in his days. Zokt Reb Aaron Leib, I'll pee this yesod as well. When the Torah says this is the correct answer you give in Oilem HaZeh, that is the MS that you say in Oilem HaEmes as well. Because this is the MS. There is only one ultimate emes, and if that's the emes, then that's what you say in Olam Haba as well, because this is the ultimate emes. Let's move on. We're short of time. A tremendous ha'ara, a short ha'ara, when we get to the brachas. We find in Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Chof Hei, Yaakov serves Yitzchak. Vayagesh loy vayoychal, vayovei lo yayin vayesht. He brought wine. Yitzchak brings wine. Pasuk Chof Hei. In Pasuk Chof Ches, we get a brocha. V'yitim l'cho elikim, v'roiv dogon b'siroish. So Yaakov brings wine, and he gets a brocha for wine. Bit later on, Esav comes in, serves food, and there's no mention of any wine. V'yaz kamhu matanmin, v'yoychal, v'yema yokum avi, get out my father, v'yoychal nitzed b'noi, eat the food. It doesn't say that he brought wine. When we get to a brocha, even when Esav got a brocha, in Pasuk Lamates, Mishmane Oresiyem Mishavecho, Umitala Shomayim Meo, doesn't say anything. So Yaakov brings wine and gets a brocha for wine. Esav doesn't bring wine and doesn't get... What is this nakuda of the wine? What's the aspect of the wine over here? Dr. Zalman Sarotskin, a Yasid Nifla Admaid. Esav views alcohol as self-indulgence. Alcohol is bad. Self-indulgence. Esav understands getting brachas from the Heilige Tata Yitzchak, this is a Dova Ruchni. This is spirituality over here. You don't bring alcohol to a spiritual event. Keep it out. Esav doesn't bring wine. And when he comes in, and Yitzchak smells Reach Gehenim, and he realizes who he's dealing with, he doesn't give him a bracha for wine. Alcohol, that's going to be bad. That's a churban for them. Don't trust them. Don't offer them pubs. What Yaakov understands, Yayin, every Birchas HaMitzvahs, every Chuppah, every Siddur Kiddushin, every Bris, every Pinyin HaBen, every Sheva Brachas, every Kiddush, every Abdullah. That's not a stira to Ruchnias. This is Seder night, Arba Kaisas. Yaakov understands, Yayin is a Dovah Ruchni. Doesn't have to, Yayin can be bad as well. Doesn't have to, it's not exclusively cut out from a ruchniyistika matziv. Yaakov understands, vayovei lo yayin. That's not a stira. Bring wine. And Yitzchok understands who he's dealing with, and he gives him a brocha for dogon v'tiroish. Because when Yaakov understands the correct approach for alcohol, when Yaakov understands how to use and not abuse yayin, well, then says Yitzchak, I don't have a problem giving him a tremendous bracha for wine. We should be zeicher to see a kiyum. If we work on all of our midas, all these limudim, no doubt the Rebbein Shlem should give us, we should all see bekorei v'kiyum of all the brachas of Yitzchak Avinu b'meira. Amen.